Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five.
To the end zone, drives his way in. Virginia Tech has won it in six overtimes.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Joined as always by the encyclopedia of college football, that is, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
What up, stud? It was great meeting you last night, right? Mike Carver, huh?
Yeah, believe it or not, me and Joe have been doing, obviously, college football full circle for, what, 5 months now? Just around there every day. And we finally got a little face-to-face time last night.
Yes.
At the holiday party. So it was good to see you, buddy. And you put a picture out. How come everybody on Twitter thinks that you're like, a very short person? Everybody thinks that you're not very tall.
I guess because the angle of the
pic, angle was bad. The above angle really did you no justice. Every pick you put up, you had a pick with me, a pick with KW, a pick with Blewett. I mean, everybody's just commenting on your height, Joe, on every single one that you put in.
Wow!
I was a little taken back.
I mean,
I'm
not a giant. They call me Lil Gigante in my house. You know, you got to come.
Little Gigante. Yes,
Little Giant. You got to understand Italian descent. Nobody in my family's above 5'8". So, like at 5'10", people are like, "Wow, he's tall." It's like, you know, tall. I'm not. You know, if I was 6'3" or 6'2", like Kay Walsh. Right?
Yeah.
Kay Walsh, I'd be dangerous at that height. Like, literally lethal. It's bad. I would be, forget it. I'd be like a sniper. Bing, bing, bing.
If you would have been that height, Joe, you might have played some linebacker back in the day. You
know, right.
I could see you being like a Zach Thomas type that just comes in.
Well, I played in Delaware wing T in high school and did play as a defensive back in college, believe it or not, a small corner. But we're also talking the days of Frank Minifield and Hanford Dixon, you know, those diminutive cornerbacks, remember?
Now
you got to be 6'3". You got blanket receivers. You know, I'm talking Lester Hayes type. You know, like the glue and everything else. Hanford Dixon, lockdown corners.
Blue collar football. Joe Lisi was on the field. A small corner on the outside, but he was a big hitter. Big hitter
Hanford
on the outside.
Dixon.
Wasn't afraid to tackle out there.
Oh,
on the
not
outside.
At all.
Not
at all. I'll tell you that. No prime time here.
Not exactly Dion making a business decision when Joe Lisi was on the field playing corner.
Absolutely
that's for sure.
Not. Absolutely.
We have a lot to do today, Joe, as we get a little closer to the first bowl games. I've got a lot of bowl specials, some different props that we can look at here today. I want to dive into a couple more of the games that we haven't really talked about yet as we hit the bowl season. We'll start with some of this transfer news and portal stuff because we hit on it yesterday and it continues to be swirling a lot. Spencer Rattler, who was the preseason Heisman favorite at Oklahoma this year, was replaced, of course, halfway through the season Went in the transfer portal, and he's made his decision going to South Carolina, Joe.
Yes.
Which, what did you think initially hearing that? A nice pull for Shane Beamer. I mean, listen, whether he played bad or not, he was still a preseason Heisman favorite. Kid's got talent, and that's a place in South Carolina that hasn't had a lot of talent at the quarterback position in a long time.
Oh, he's going to be like the god on campus. That's why he went there. Let's be honest. They were at the end of the year on Jason Brown, who was basically like a fourth or a fifth-year senior quarterback that took over for Luke Dottie and Zeb Nolan. Remember, Zeb Nolan, the starting quarterback for South Carolina was Zeb Nolan, okay, that went from Iowa State, couldn't cut it, lost out to Brock Purdy. He transfers to North Dakota State, right, the juggernaut of the FCS. Loses that game week one, okay, of last year. It snapped like a string of, like, you know, a dynamic performance by North Dakota State. And then he gives way to Quincy Patterson, the former Virginia Tech quarterback. He goes to Shane Beamer as a graduate assistant. He's not even playing. And then somehow, some way, he's the quarterback of South Carolina against ECU. Nonetheless, so that's why Rattler went there. He's going to be a god. Nobody's going to challenge him. It's like Spencer Rattler. Here's the keys. What do you want, Spencer? You want the keys to the mansion? Yeah, God. All right, you got it. Williams-Brice, we give it to you.
I think it is a good spot for him to go. Now, I don't listen. We know there's not a lot of winning at South Carolina. Although Beamer did a nice job this year, Joe.
Great
I thought
job.
That he had him going in the right direction. Now you add a piece like this. I think it's a good spot because it's not a high-profile situation like he just had at Oklahoma. I think he needs this chance to kind of reset the batteries because at the end of the day, Joe, what's this all about? It's about improving his stock to eventually play at the next level, right? That's
yes.
what this is all about. And getting out of a big school like an Oklahoma or an Ohio State or something like that and going to South Carolina, I think that that's going to benefit. And with Beamer, who was actually on the Oklahoma staff before he went to South Carolina. So that's a little connection there.
Right, and he knows his strengths. He knows his weaknesses.
Yeah.
Can he coach that up? That's a great point. And obviously now they have to get some talent around him in terms of the wide receiver position.
They certainly do. All right, College Football Full Circle, just getting going here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. A couple more transfer things. We'll start getting into some games here. Sports Grid Radio. Carver and Lisi, College Football Full Circle. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 59. So Rattler to South Carolina, Joe. And I saw this one before, and I saw a guy who covers them saying that that means Doty's probably going to transfer out because he's going to be in high demand throughout the country, Luke Doty. So he'll be – but I can't blame him because, he got hurt this year. It is what it is. And he thought he was going to be the starter. Now Spencer Rattler comes in. He's not going to be the starter, so he wants to play. So he doesn't care where that is. We've seen this work out for a lot of guys, whether it's, the Rocky Lombardis of the world. Sometimes you got to, if you want to play, you got to go to maybe a smaller conference, and you're going to get in the mix. And maybe that'll happen to Luke Doty. One guy who's not going to have to go to a smaller conference, it sounds like, Joe, is Max Johnson. Did you see this one? That Texas A&M.
Ooh.
Is a school to watch for Max Johnson, who did, and he beat A&M that last game of the season. He beat A&M in that game. I still remember that game.
I wanted him to go to Penn State and Clifford.
It's not
comes
official.
Back.
Not official. Not official.
That's why Calzone left then.
Because Max Johnson's coming in.
Right.
That's why.
And it's a great fit for A&M, but I don't want to see a former LSU Tiger go with Jimbo. Hey.
You see Jimbo as
Jimbo's got a used car
end,
salesman smile, doesn't he? It's like he should have a grill.
He's absolutely one of the, the fakest guys out there. I mean,
he's
Jimbo,
a snake
I wouldn't
oil
trust.
Salesman.
Oh,
right?
No question about it.
I got these encyclopedias, and while you're at it, I'm selling you some pure cobra venom.
Now, I did also see, Joe, that because you brought up Texas A&M, that they're getting close because signing day is imminent, and that they are going to actually – they have a chance to knock off Alabama and Georgia as having the number one signing class this year. So, Texas A&M, Jimbo doing a lot of work down there in College Station, getting in all these guys. He's going to have the number one recruiting class this year. It'll be a first. 11-year run of Alabama or Georgia. Here it is. I just found it. A&M could break an 11-year run of Alabama or Georgia finishing number one. How about that?
Wow. That's impressive. Now, he's a great recruiter. Let's not forget he got Jameis Winston, got Dalvin Cook in Tallahassee, got a number of different players throughout his tenure there, and when he was the offensive coordinator at LSU as well. So it comes down to can you coach the talent up? Because, when you go last year and you go 9-1 and all of a sudden 8-4, that's regression. I hate to tell anybody as much as they're high on it. And James Franklin's another one, a great recruiter, number one class in the Big Ten, but you still got to win between the white lines, baby. Wins and losses are how we judge talent and how you judge recruiting classes. So it's great that you bring them in the door. Can you give them a kick in the ass and coach them up is the next step.
That's exactly it, Joe. That's what it all comes down to, and good for Jimbo down there. He's making a lot of money, so he's earning it, bringing in possibly the number one recruiting class if he can finish off the deal. Let me get into some bowl specials for you, Joe. I don't know if you've seen this, but on FanDuel, they've added a bunch of bowl specials. I'll give you a chance to click on that page, make sure that you've got them all in front of you here. First one that is up, Bama and Georgia versus the field. Now, that is, of course, for the title. So, basically, you're putting Bama, Georgia versus Cincinnati and Michigan to win the title. I don't like this bet, Joe, just because if I'm going to bet Cincinnati or Michigan to win the title, I'm just going to bet them by themselves. I don't need to do field bet, that's for sure. Minus 600 Alabama or Georgia, plus 400 for the field.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like it doesn't really strike my fancy. I mean, it might pay to what are they 18-1 to win the national championship in terms of Cincinnati, right? On FanDuel, at least that's
Cincinnati's 18-1 and Michigan's 8-1. So, I don't know. It just doesn't it's not a bet that I would definitely walk into. Now, do I think Alabama or Georgia's going to win? Yeah, but I'm not paying minus 600.
No, that's not at sure. all. Not
I'll
at
find
all.
Other, I'll find other ways to bet that.
But I do like. I know we're going to talk about it as the week progresses. But I like Georgia in the matchup against Michigan, and we talked about it briefly yesterday. So I mean,
so right you're in now, on it, Joe. You're saying Alabama, Georgia again. Getting Alabama, Georgia.
I said it. Yeah, I did say that. But I still.
I agree with you.
Trigger.
Believe me, I'm not. I mean, agree with you.
But I would still maybe throw a little money at 18-1 for Cinderella. I mean,
really?
Just because I. Just
you think there's a chance they could win that game, Joe? Like, honestly,
no, but I don't
want to
miss out on 18-1 either, though.
They're not going to win. They're not like beating that team.
Ticket. It's a lottery ticket.
Ah, Joe, you missed the lottery ticket when it was 50-1 or 60-1.
True.
I don't think. I mean, if you're gonna just bet them to beat them, then in the game, forget the win in the title.
Only plus
+430. All right. Well, you're asking them to win both games with the 18-1. Listen, well, you play the plus +430 if you actually believe that, and then you roll it all into the next one.
Yeah, I gotta get there first. I gotta get there first.
I don't like, buddy. You know Cincinnati's not beating Alabama.
No, I know.
You know that. I mean, obviously the spread will be in question. We know that. But in terms of straight up, they're not beating them, Joe. They're not beating them. I mean,
what would it take? 5 turnovers by Bama for that to happen?
I don't know. I don't know what it would take. I honestly don't know a scenario where it would take. But I know what people are going to say. Well, you know, they almost lost to LSU, almost lost to Auburn.
Those are SEC opponents.
Yeah, I think that Cincinnati would lose to both those teams. That's what I think. College football playoff championship game exact result.
Joe, your
top one on the board, Georgia defeats Alabama plus +180.
Not enough bang for the
Alabama ball. Defeats Georgia plus +200. I don't mind this.
But why is it more? Because they think in a rematch situation you would give the edge to Georgia. But how could you do that when
you've seen the look ahead lines? They got Georgia minus one. They got Georgia minus one on the look ahead line.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what it is now. There's no way that line's staying there. No way.
I agree with you, but that's why I think that this is where you could get this spot, this plus +200 for Alabama to beat Georgia. Exact result. You ain't getting that if that's the matchup, Joe.
No, that
it's going to be pick 'em minus -110. You're getting two to one.
What about Alabama to beat Michigan?
Plus +550.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but you know. At that point, you're better off betting Michigan to beat Georgia.
I know. See, I
think that the best one on here is Alabama beating Georgia, because I think it's clearly the most likely matchup. The book's telling you it's the most likely matchup, and we've already seen Alabama do it. Georgia never beats them.
Right.
You're giving me plus +200 for that game. That's good, Joe. In fact, I think I'm doing that. I might even put it in here while we're doing the show.
All right. You got me looking. I'm like, I have my OCD and ADD. Everything is like going all over the place. I'm scrolling down. Highest scoring bowl game. They got Baylor Ole Miss at 40 to 1. And I know I can't help it. Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit. I see
Fine.
40 to 1. I mean, they go all the way up to 100 to 1.
Well, this is a discussion we're going to have after the break. We're going to see if we can find some value in any of these deep shots. I already know what game you have circled on that prop. I already know what game you're looking at.
It's a 39-1 shot.
I know. I just Louisville Air Force. Joe just can't get off this Louisville Air Force game. That better not be a 6-3 game, Joe. There may be some points in that game.
I'm going to be pissed if that's the case. I tell you what.
Let me finish with this one. Is anything besides Alabama beats Georgia in this exact game result?
The only one I can think of is Alabama beats Michigan. Or if you want to take a flyer, take Michigan beats Bama. What's that? 9-1?
Michigan beats Bama is 10-1.
I like that too.
Yeah, because you're actually not going to get, it's not going to be that much.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
The matchup. Mm-hmm. Their money line is probably going to be, I mean, it's 4-something now with an 8-point spread. They're not going to be more than 8 points in the title game. At least I don't think they are. Maybe they will. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We will come back. Joe will dive into the highest scoring bowl game prop. He's got his eyes on a few games. He's looking for some deep shots. We keep rolling. Sports Grid Radio, college football full circle right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. All right, Joe, I know you've been chomping at the bit to get at this highest scoring bowl game prop that FanDuel has.
Yes.
So the favorite on the board is the game that has the highest total, of course, right now, which is Virginia and SMU,
right,
which is 8-1 to be the highest scoring bowl game. It's never that easy, Joe. Like, I know that that's the one with the highest. It's never that easy. There's going to be a game in here, and it's just like anything else. We need to find the needle in the haystack and find the game that we think can just explode for points. Now,
exactly,
we do have 4 games at 100-1. But I think there's obviously a reason they're 100-1. I don't think that they can get there. Arkansas, Penn State, Kentucky, Iowa, Iowa State, Clemson, and Arizona State, Wisconsin. So we can wipe those off the board, Joe. I don't think I can go with any of those.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking now. You know, although the one out of the 100-1s that does really pique my interest because we have 2 solid quarterbacks is Sean Clifford and KJ Jefferson in the Outback Bowl. In Tampa, that's typically an over game.
I mean, they're playing for Bloomin' Onions, Joe. I mean, this is, you know, Bloomin' Onions.
Fantastic.
Bloomin' Onions,
you know, I'm a low carb guy, right? So no carbs,
you are,
really.
I found that out last night. You're a very low carb guy. Low carb,
right,
guy.
Right. So I'm not a ham and egger, as they say. You know, just give me the eggs and ham and hold the bread, right? But I still think if you're going to take a shot on the 100-1, you look to Arkansas, Penn State. But I think we got to go, like, right in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the haystack. You know, you have to, it's like online dating. You have to find the one, like, that diamond in the rough a little bit. You know, you have to go a little bit deeper. You have to see if there's any indications of what you're looking for, right? Something that piques your interest. So you need, like, a terrible defense. That's one of the MOs, right? That's got to be one of the characteristics. Terrible defense, especially against the run. So we need a team that's bad against the run. And then you need solid quarterback play. So let's look into this. All right? And I told you one that stands out for me is that Army-Missouri game.
Yeah.
Missouri can't stop the run at all.
Missouri's defense is embarrassing.
Right.
Absolutely embarrassing.
So if Army can run it, Will, could they put up 70 like they did against Houston a couple of years ago?
I don't know. That's asking a lot.
I sort of like that. So that's one that I lean to. You know Louisville. I think Louisville's going to attack 50 on Air Force. So at 39-1,
yeah,
I like
that. Air Force going to score? Is Air Force going to score?
Well, I think they could at least get 20, but I think Louisville will get maybe 50. So is that enough? Is 70 points enough, or do we need like more like 90?
No, you need 9. There's going to be some game that's in the 40s or 50s. You just know there is. There's always that one ball game that goes completely off the rails, and there's 100 points scored.
All right, so how about Houston and Auburn?
I thought a little bit about that, but I don't know if Auburn can score enough to be in the mix there. I think Houston can do it, and Houston's defense isn't great, but the Auburn offense, I don't know, Joe. I don't know if that's the horse I want to back.
Okay, how about this one? This one. Ready? Hang on. Florida versus UCF. 41-1. It's a sellout.
That's not a bad one if you wanted to take a poke with. I think that's one worth trying. That UCF-Florida game. That game's in Tampa too, right, Joe? They're playing that game in Tampa. I don't mind that. I'll tell you what. I think you got to sometimes go off board here too. I think you need to look at a game like a UAB versus BYU, like a Miami of Ohio versus North Texas, you know, like a Toledo versus Middle Tennessee. I think you need to sometimes look at a game like that because those are sometimes the games that go completely off the rails.
I agree with you.
Those type of games.
So a couple of updates. Max Borgie, gone, chopped, no longer with Wash State. Now, that Sun Bowl is a dead over for me all the time.
Right.
It's a blind bet over. And we talked about the line moving from 60 to 59. Maybe they knew or they were tipped about Borgie not being there. So that's why some money came in on the under. So maybe that. How about this? It's going to be cold in Yankee Stadium, right? It's going to be a frozen tundra, maybe. Nobody's going to bet 39-1 Maryland and Talia. And Loxley, the great recruiter, going up against JT Price in Virginia Tech. Maybe that game goes off the rails. Is there the potential for that?
We've seen some of the Pinstripe Bowls in the past be really zany. Now, there's been some just god-awful games that you couldn't watch, but there has been a couple of Pinstripe Bowls that have gotten ridiculous. I remember one year with Kansas State, Joe. It was a Kansas State-Syracuse game at the Pinstripe Bowl that just got really, really nuts towards the end. My worry in that game, and why I probably wouldn't put it against a couple of the ones that I named already, was the Virginia Tech offense is not good. It's not good, Joe. It's hard. I need an offense that at least I know can score consistently in the game. And I don't know if I can back Virginia Tech there. Now, Maryland's defense is awful. We know that. And they could score some points with Talia. But the Virginia Tech aspect of that matchup makes it hard for me to want to be one of the games. And these aren't going to be big bets, Joe. I could take five of these. If I'd pick five of these and throw... a quarter unit on, you know, something just a small.
Right.
I'd pick five games and just take five shots with it. Well, that's what I think you could do here.
The one I like is Purdue and Tennessee. The game's played in Nashville. You have two solid quarterbacks, O'Connell, and you have Hendon Hooker. Up tempo offenses, 22-1. That total went from 58 to 64.5, back down to 63. I like that. That's one of mine. So
I think you should take five ones in the middle. Okay, and even if you threw $10 on each of them and you spent $50 on this bet, I mean the payouts are, you know, like your Louisville Air Force game. You know, $10 is going to win you $390.
Right. All right. So here's my five. You ready? Purdue, Tennessee. That's one.
Okay.
Louisville Air Force. That's two. You got that?
I got you. Hold on. I'm picking my five right now. So you go ahead. Keep going.
UCF Florida at 41-1. Okay. And then I'm going to go Arkansas Penn State at 100-1. And I need one more. I'm going to go. I'm like zeroed in on this. I might as well go for it. Missouri Army at 29-1.
Yeah, I like Missouri Army also, Joe.
All right, so then you take that one. I'll take Wash State, Miami.
You're going to take the Sun Bowl.
Yep.
Take a little Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I do like Missouri Army 29-1. I think that would be one of my five. I think Texas Tech, Mississippi State would be another one of my five, 26-1. I think that a game that I think that that's a game with Leach, etc., where things could get crazy. I like that spot. I like UAB BYU. Okay. I think that that game could have some points. I'm gonna, my deepest shot's going to be 70-1. My Roadrunners of UTSA and San Diego State. Ooh, 70-1. Now I know the Aztecs, Joe. They want to slow the game down. I think that they'll be able to score. We've seen UTSA play some wild games this year.
Yes.
And that could be – and their offense, I think, is good enough to score on the Aztecs. I think that that's worth a poke in that game. And for my fourth one, Joe, where do we go here? You know where I'm going to go for the fourth one? Because this team plays a lot of – this team plays a lot of also zany games.
Yep.
South Carolina, North Carolina. North Carolina plays a lot of high-scoring games.
Sam Howell said he's staying in school.
30-1.
Or at least staying in school to play the bowl game, which is very important.
And we've seen these Carolina games get into the 40s and 50s. Their defense is embarrassing, and Howell puts up points.
He does. So I like that.
30-1, the Gamecocks and the Tar Heels, Joe. I think that that's a good one to get on.
I agree as well. Now, let me ask you this. Oregon, Oklahoma, any love for that game at 26-1?
I think there's too much unknown for me in that game. You've got two, you got two new coaches coming in. You've got interim coaches for this game. You've got quarterback. You know, there's just too many unknowns in the Oregon, Oklahoma game. Where honestly, Joe, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to bet it pregame. Like, that's gonna be probably a game that you're gonna have to bet while it's going on in game to see what's happening in it. Too much unknown.
You know, another game
and Oregon last. Let's remember this. Like, if you want to just talk about that game just for a second in general, not even just with this prop, but in general, Joe, we've seen Oregon, I mean, go down like dogs in games like this.
I'm blindly betting the Pac-12 this bowl season.
Really, you are?
Yes.
I mean, doesn't it worry you that Oregon, the way they lost those two games to Utah and how they got absolutely manhandled by Iowa State last year? Doesn't that stuff bother? Doesn't that bother you, Joe, when you look at this game against Oklahoma?
We got rid of the dead weight. We got rid of the kryptonite, Mario Cristobal.
Oh, jeez.
We got rid of
dead weight.
We cut the fat and we're running lean. Remember that from back when you know back in one of those shows.
I don't mind backing a bunch of Pac-12 teams with you, Joe.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
I don't mind doing that, but I don't know if Oregon's going to be one that I want to get on.
They are. I like them plus the 4.5.
Oh, jeez, Joe. All right, College Football Full Circle. Mike Harper, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Got a couple more of these props right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. So, Joe, not only do they have highest scoring game as a prop on FanDuel, you can actually also break it down by team. Highest scoring bowl team for these bowl games, which I honestly, Joe, it does change the cap quite a bit. It does, because now you're not just looking at the – you're looking who could score and what defense they're facing, and that's that. You don't have to worry about both sides of the ball. And so for that, Ohio State now jumps as your favorite, which is 17-1. Man, they think Ohio State's going to – like, we didn't talk about this at all, Joe. Like, that's one of the favorites at the top for the games as well. That's 13-1, that Rose Bowl, for the highest scoring bowl game. I don't see it, Joe. Like, I don't see a billion points in that Rose Bowl game. Do you? Do you think that's going to be that high scoring of a game?
Well, maybe they feel Utah can run on the front seven of
According to this, it sounds like they think Ohio State's going to drub them. I mean, they have them right. as the highest scoring team at 17-1. They think they're going to score the most points the
and
book.
It's only a 6.5-point number. That's odd. I don't like that, to be
that's
honest.
That's very strange, Joe.
I don't like that at all.
Very strange.
I think we got to go deeper.
We're going deeper. I'm not playing any favorites in these props. SMU and Virginia are the next two. We talked about their game. Coastal's actually fourth at 22-1. Is any of the real deep shots? Who do you want to? There's some 200-1s here, Joe. Michigan, Cincinnati, Iowa State, West Virginia, Arizona State, UTEP. Got some 200-1s to be the highest scoring team. Man, you would love to see Herm run it up on Paul Christ in that game.
I would. I like
Arizona
them plus
State.
The seven.
You'd love to see them drop a 55. You'd love to see that, Joe.
I would love that. All right, so let's look at this objectively without any personal bias.
Oh, well, we never do that, Joe. There's never personal bias with me and you talk.
All right.
You're going right to Louisville, 70-1. Louisville, 70-1.
I'm looking here. All right, so the ones that stand out in the Louisville's definitely one at 70-1.
Yes, I know you're going to be there.
I sort of lean to Purdue at 60-1.
Okay.
I'm looking through the list now. Washington State at 55-1.
Man, you think they're going to score on Miami, huh? You think they're going to run it up on Miami?
But I also think Miami could score on them. Now, when you look at Miami's number, they're 34-1. Which is cheap compared to...
Now, I know the Baylor D has been very good this year, Joe.
Correct.
Baylor D has been good. A little time off, some time for Matt Corral to heal. Got Lane Kiffin in the mix.
Right.
It's not out of the question that Ole Miss drops a heavy number on Baylor.
I know,
It's not out of the question.
Yeah, but last year against Indiana and Tom Allen, they
that was a low-scoring game. 100-1 from Ole Miss. 100-1, Joe.
That's not bad. How about Miss State? 29.
I like Miss State, too. I think they're going to score against Texas Tech.
Yeah, because Texas Tech's defense is, they're okay. They're adequate.
Yeah, they're not good.
You know, Colin Schooler and the crew are good. You know, they won me some money at the end of the year. I was on them against Baylor. But you know Leach wants to run it up, and they have a pass-heavy offense with Will Rogers. You have a month of preparation to break down that. Sonny Cumbie's coaching in the game, but he's the new head coach, a la Tech. You know that Leach wants
Sonny
to
Cumbie.
Run it. You know that Leach wants to just kick them in the mouth. So I like that. How about your boy? I'm surprised you jumped off them. Remember Carson Strong in Nevada.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but here's the problem with this game, Joe, with Nevada. I don't think they're going to win the football game. I think they're in a bad situation going to play Western Michigan. You got the coach gone. Has Carson said he's playing in the game yet?
Not yet.
He has not. And I don't know if he's going to do that considering where his stock currently is at in terms of the NFL draft. So the coach is gone. You've got the uncertainty with the quarterback, and then you factor in they're flying to and I know they're going to be there for a couple days, but still, they're going east, and they got to play like a 9 a.m. local kick against a team playing basically in their own backyard in Western Michigan. I don't love that situation for Nevada, Joe. I just don't.
Okay, how about this? How about Toledo?
Yeah, I thought about that too.
43-1, and they're starting out in they're playing in the Bahamas
first game.
Bowl.
First game, right out of the gate.
Right, right. Laying
I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
The other game I
will it hold up through the next 41 games? I don't know.
I don't like that. It's like betting the 100-1 shot at Aqueduct, and he's like, you know, skyrocket 40 lengths ahead, and it's like, hold on, come on, whip it. You know, and he's like, does he have enough in the tank? You know, does he have enough in the tank? You know, if Mike Smith's riding him, yeah, then I'm on.
How about Malik Willis and Liberty? Is he playing? Is Malik going to play?
He should play. I'll tell you that. There's no
37-1 against Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, but that Eastern Michigan team's sort of gutty.
Yeah, but their defense stinks, Joe. They were gutty. They played some good games. They scored a lot of points. I think they can give up points to Liberty.
It's not bad. How about Florida?
You like this Florida UCF game. You're on this Florida
like this
team.
Well, because it's like big brother, little brother. They played in that game. Florida did with Anthony Richardson, Emory Jones. They only beat USF by, 22, laying a 29-point
number?
That's
Florida's a lot of uncertainty for me, Joe. We're mulling out the court. There's a lot of uncertainty for Florida for me in this game because there's been so many games this year where they look like they didn't care. And they're going to get up to play UCF. I mean, sure, in-state, blah, blah, blah. Do the kids care about that?
What about your boy, Chip? What about your boy, Chip?
I was going to bring him up to you. I think that UCLA, they could maybe put a hammer on NC State. Or that could be maybe that's a game we should have considered for the other prop, Joe. That NC State-UCLA game at 25-1. That might be a game to consider.
So should we throw that in on top of both of our five? Like that
as a combo, we're both taking that one. You want to take
like
that
Carver,
together?
Like combo of the week. Like you know, so we're both, like you. Yeah,
we're
this
both
is like
taking
a
NC State and UCLA at 25-1. We're both
right. This
take
is
that.
Like a you like roast beef, I like turkey, and we combine it to make it a turkey Reuben.
Are you tweeting these out, Joe? Are you going to tweet these picks out? Out there?
I will. I'm going to put them in tonight at the show. I haven't put them in yet.
Okay.
Now, I have put in Louisville. I'll tell you that. I have jumped on
I'm just
Louisville,
talking about so. For this prop, for the props. So we got
to
tweet this prop out.
We're going to tweet this prop out. I have to listen to the tape because I don't remember yours right off. I know Missouri Army's one, and I know UAB BYU is one.
Yes.
So I have two of your five, and then I'll go back to the videotape.
You could do like you do on Saturdays. You could tweet yours out, and then I'll put mine right next to yours.
Yes. So when do you want these out? Tonight?
We got to do it before Friday, obviously, because this prop closes before the game starts.
I'll put it out as
bowl special on FanDuel. There you go. Right. Bowl special on FanDuel. And I'll throw you let's finish off the team one by going to this. How about Memphis at 39-1 against Hawaii?
Yeah, I was looking at that, but they got the freshman quarterback. Hennigan.
Well, maybe the freshman quarterback has a little coming out party on the aisles.
He didn't step up against Houston when he could have had the backdoor cover. That's the only problem.
So that's it. He's dead to you now. He didn't step up for the backdoor cover against Houston.
I took them in game plus 11.5.
You're finished with him now.
Chopped. You and I were doing Pharrell on the bench at night, I believe. Yeah. And I like Ryan Silverfield though. You know I like him. Can you jump me on Memphis? Highest scoring 39-1, right?
Yeah.
Seth Hennigan, the freshman phenom. It's possible.
Well,
all right. I mean, they have Peter Parrish in there. They had Rodrigo Clark. All right. Let's jump on Memphis 39-1. You're gonna. I love their unis though.
I know you love that. It's gonna look great on the screen when they play Hawaii on New Year's
terrible.
Eve. Come on, maybe. Listen, a little silver, a little green for the U. Maybe the U wear the orange
like
that
it.
Day.
When Jason Gesser played Purdue in the Sun Bowl back in like 01.
So you like Purdue with the 60-1. You think they're going to beat Tennessee in that game, huh?
Do we have an update on David Bell? Is he playing?
No, we don't have an update. Some of these guys aren't going to tell you until probably a couple days.
They realize we're gambling here?
Well, you know, some guys have been real good to us, like Kyron Williams and Kyle Hamilton let us know weeks in advance, and others are going to wait until it's, the team's getting on the plane to go to the bowl game. You got to check the flight log. Who's on the plane, Joe? You got to see who made the trip sometimes.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's crazy how these games go, I know a guy who knows a guy. He runs a little deli, and every morning the manager comes in for Notre Dame. He tells us the updates on everybody.
Hendon Hooker and Tennessee. Lane, so you like Purdue plus the 4.5 against Tennessee?
No, I lean to Tennessee, but I would play both. I mean, I think that has, put it this way, I like the over. 63, 64, I think the game could be in the 70s. How about that?
I think it's a game with a lot of points. Who's going to play? I guess Texas A&M. Who knows? Because who's going to, now that Calzada's out, who's the playing quarterback for them?
Is Haynes King available?
He hasn't played all year. Why would you bring him back for the bowl game?
Well, who are you going to use?
Well, I mean, LSU is basically using a walk-on in their game. I mean, did you see what LSU is basically doing?
Isn't Nussmeier?
They're trying to make sure he can keep his redshirt status. So they don't know, if they can't do that, they're not going to burn him in a bowl game. I mean, they're basically going to get, your little cousin to go play the game against Kansas State in the Texas Bowl.
See, this is why I hate this. Like, really.
Yeah.
Like, talk about ruining a cap. I love that. I still love LSU.
You can't anymore. They got nobody playing quarterback, Joe. Nobody's playing. How are they going to? And how are they minus one?
Run,
let me ask you this. How are they minus? You know what? You're right. We should run in the window with LSU. How are they minus one when they basically are going to have like their ninth string quarterback playing the game?
They're going to run at will on them. They're going to run at will on them. That's why.
Man, Kansas, that's a low total, too. 47. LSU and Kansas State. January 4th, the Texas Bowl.
Probably be the highest scoring game.
Yeah, it's the game right there. LSU and Kansas State.
See, that's what we should do, though. It should be a complete contrarian cap.
Well, what's...
All right, let's throw
Kentucky and Iowa. Kentucky and Iowa.
No, I can't take that. No way.
Well,
absolutely
I think that,
not.
Well, I'm looking for games that have totals in the 40s. Arkansas, Penn State's in the 40s.
I like that one.
Georgia, Michigan. Now, Arizona State, Wisconsin's 42. Man, 42 in a bowl game.
I know, really. Herm, can you step up? And
West Virginia, Minnesota, there's no way I could back one of
like
those
that
teams.
One. No?
Really? Neil Brown? Virginia, you're high Jared on Neil Brown all of a sudden. You're all of a sudden drinking
mean,
the Kool-Aid.
All of a sudden? I was on their preseason.
Drinking the Kool-Aid for Neil Brown now. Those are your games
great
in the 40s.
Great uniforms. One of the best
and
uniforms.
And the Iowa State-Clemson
football
game is in the 40s, too, at 45.
No, I can't take that. In the 40s, the two totals I do like is... I like Arkansas and Penn State over 47.5 in the Outback Bowl. No Treylon Burks. I don't care. And I sort of like West Virginia, Minnesota.
All right. I'm glad we still got some time to chew on this, Joe.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll come back, wrap this up. Having some fun with these props today. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. I'm hoping, Joe, that before Friday, I get some, maybe you know, somebody like FanDuel or DraftKings, somebody will throw us a couple player props on this on some of these games, you know? Like, I'd like to get involved with a little Rocky Lombardi on Friday night for the Huskies against Coastal Carolina. I want to get involved
with
some player
props. Yeah, no Grayson McCall for you? I think he is healthy for this ball game. I mean, you don't want any of the Coastal guys. You just want Rocky Lombardi.
I tell you, I like the Huskies on Friday night, Joe.
I do, too.
I'm in on the Huskies, scary, baby. That's a big number. That's 10.5. This is like my same feeling like with UTEP that I've been kind of pushing to you. When teams never make bowl games, when they actually get to one, especially the way they won the MAC out of nowhere, I feel like they're going to give you a big performance. And Coastal Carolina, their season has not been the same since they lost that first game. They've kind of been playing lackadaisical. They've been lackadaisical ever since. They realized that season means nothing. They didn't even play in the conference title game. I just feel like motivation is so – for the more motivated team is getting the 10.5 points here on Friday night.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Coastal is the plus 22-1 to be the highest scoring team this bowl season. But we're both on Northern in this matchup. I like Northern. I like the way they played in the MAC championship. They're playing with house money. They're a gutty team. I'm trying to see where they're plus 80-1 to be the highest scoring team this bowl season.
Score a lot of points, Joe. Score a lot of points, Rocky Lombardi.
That's interesting.
You got a couple days to think about it.
I'm chewing on it.
Maybe we can add that one to the list. Add that one to
the
list.
We're going to have every game on the list by the time we're
I know. At this point, we are going to have just about every game. Joe, great job as always, my man. I will talk to you tomorrow. Great job by Andrew Torres. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Be back with you tomorrow. Keep going through all the games, getting ready for bowl season here on the grid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.